This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Good morning, Brad.
Starting up, we can't not mention the momentous change yesterday in CDC guidelines. If you've been vaccinated, basically no need to wear a mask. And Pennsylvania's guidelines are based on those coming from the CDC, right?
Boy, you've got that right. And what a sea change that is. The governor, Tom Wolf, and the Department of Health did issue a statement on the heels of the CDC statement yesterday saying that the CDC guidelines automatically go into effect in Pennsylvania. Now, that said, for folks who haven't been vaccinated, the masking requirement remains in place until 70% of Pennsylvanians are fully vaccinated. Right now, that number is hovering around 47%. And we had another really big piece of news on the COVID front this week, and that's kids 12 to 15 being able to get the Pfizer vaccine. That was approved this week, and shots have already started here in the Lehigh Valley. St. Luke's and LVHN rolled out shots almost immediately.
It's
for those
amazing
age groups.
How fast that swung into action now. Kids 12 and over can get vaccinated. Tuesday is the municipal primary election, and of course, last night you co-hosted a debate between the two Democratic candidates for mayor of Bethlehem. What do you think were among the most fruitful topics last night in that debate?
You know, Brad, it was just great to get to spend some time with City Council member William Reynolds and former city administrator turned photographer Dana Grubb. They're the two Democrats on the ballot for the Bethlehem mayor's office. Bob Donchez can't run again. He's term limited. And the Republican in the race, Doug Hackmar, he doesn't have a primary opponent. So some of the things that we touched on included their experience. Reynolds is a city council member, as I mentioned. Grubb had a long history working in city administration and worked on things like steel stacks and the Hoover Mason Trestle and the Arts Quest. So those were some interesting things. Other things we touched on included racial justice. They both have really robust climate plans for the city and affordable housing and homelessness.
It was so illuminating. If you're trying to ponder your decision and your vote coming up on Tuesday, was there one particular moment that stood out to you?
I thought one thing that happened close to the top of the debate was a conversation about police reform and reflecting on the protests that happened last year with Black Lives Matter. Both candidates said no, though, when they asked whether the city should defund the police, as some activists have called for. I think we have a cut from Mr. Grubb to play.
The provision of support services where they may be needed, children and youth, drug and alcohol, mental health, would go a long way to assisting police.
And then Mr. Reynolds said he really supported a community policing approach.
Our community should absolutely have the ability to interact with our police officers and City Hall in non-confrontational ways.
You know, two different approaches to that topic, Brad.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it was a sort of a subtle disagreement, I would say. I mean, subtle nuance. We have just about a minute to go. I was also impressed by just the power of the integration of PBS 39 and the Facebook Live feed. So you had the video features available. You could really see the candidates. You got a lot of nuance there from the debates, having produced a lot of radio programs. It can be confusing when you have only voices to go on. It helps a lot having the body language as well. Thanks so much for joining us, Jen.
Thank you, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org. And if you didn't catch the debate last night, it remains available to watch on the PBS 39 website and on the WLVR Facebook page. And it will help you cast an informed primary vote on Tuesday.